About 100 years ago, a fellow lived in Mahwah, New Jersey. And he was a very intelligent person, and he was very talented. He taught in college. He was a professor. He was a lecturer. He traveled around giving lectures on many, many topics, including Catholic spirituality. He wrote essays, literary criticism, and he actually was a poet. And one day in Mahwah, he wrote a poem about something in Mahwah that is in abundance in Mahwah, and that is a tree. In fact, he's sitting in his living room and he looks out the window and he sees right on his front lawn this most beautiful tree. And he does what every artist does. He pondered, he looked at the tree, and he meditated. And he wanted to see if there was a deeper meaning, or if the tree spoke to him, or if there was an inspiration in that object. And it is said that every artist looks at an event or an object or a person, ponders that event, that object, that person, meditates, and then expresses the result of his meditation in some form, in painting, in sculpture, in music, in dance, in words, in poetry. And this man, his name was Joyce Kilmer, expressed his meditation on looking at that tree in Mahwah, and he wrote a poem, a very simple poem, often criticized as being too simple. But he begins the poem and he says, I think I shall never see a poem that is anywhere as lovely as a tree. In other words, there's nothing that he could produce, even though he is very talented. Nothing he could produce that would be more beautiful than something God created, a tree. And that tree became a mystical experience for him. And he says, I look at that tree and I say, that tree is looking up at God all day long. It's reaching out to God all day long. Reaching out for light, for nourishment, for rain. That tree, he says, in the winter is really very beautiful. It takes into its arms pillows and pillows of snow. And that tree in the summer takes into its branches the birds of the air. And even in storms, that tree, he says, just is so comfortable with the rain that storms down from heaven. Well, that really is a beautiful meditation that Joyce Kilmer made 100 years ago. And I think being a literary man, he realized what he was doing. He was using a symbol, a tree. That use of a tree as a symbol goes back as far as we can determine to the very beginning of humans expressing themselves. Every culture, every spirituality, early in its history, uses the tree as a symbol of beauty and power from a higher power. It's called the tree of life. If you Google images of tree of life, you'll get thousands and thousands of images that go back thousands of years and expressed in every culture you can imagine. It almost seems like that tree is given to us by God as one of the ways we can think more deeply about life. It's called the tree of life. And in fact, in our own culture, our own Bible, it begins the first page with the tree of life, the tree in the Garden of Eden. And then there's another tree, the tree of good and evil. And that will be our downfall. All through the Bible, the tree is used. And in fact, the readings today show us this. The very first reading is from the Old Testament, and that was written by a fellow named, you won't believe this, Jesus. Not our Jesus. This is a Jesus who lived 200 years before our Jesus. And he was the grandson of a man called Sirach. And he was recalling for his children the wisdom that his grandfather imparted to him. And he says in this reading, he said, my grandfather said to me once that if you look at a tree, you can tell immediately if it was well taken care of. Because if it's well taken care of, it will be a beautiful, fruitful tree. And this is wisdom he's trying to hand down to a fourth generation. In the Psalms, written by David, he says, a good person is like that beautiful, strong tree in Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon. The tree is always being used as a metaphor for human life. And Jesus in the gospel today, he uses the same image. A good tree produces good fruit. A rotten tree produces bad fruit. It's a built-in image to our humanity. Now, Wednesday we begin Lent. And Lent is those 40 days, those 40 long days, it can seem, to Easter. And the 40 days is an image of life, human life. A long journey that can be difficult at times, but ends up someplace beautiful in the kingdom of God. That's our destiny. So on that long journey, during the 40 days, we're asked to think about something God created. Think deeply about something God created. And do you know what it is they want us to think about in those 40 days? God created my mind. What am I doing with my mind? Is it beautiful? Is it strong? Is it life-giving? I want to think about my heart. What condition is my heart? Is it loving? Is it compassionate? Is it pure? And now, not only my mind and my heart, I want to be an artist and I want to ponder my mind, my heart, and this that God created is even more spectacular than my mind and heart. I want to think about my soul. My soul, that's really where my depth of being is. That's really who I am. What condition is my soul? Have I taken good care of my mind, my heart, and my soul? And during these 40 days, we're asked to ponder that, meditate on that. What have I done with this beautiful creation that God has brought to this earth? What have I done with my gift of life? What have I done with my soul? And so if we begin Lent on Ash Wednesday with that resolution, these 40 days, I'll be an artist. I will meditate on something beautiful. I will meditate on the gift that God gave me. I will meditate on my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.